I think sometimes parents spend more time on choosing a name for their Wi-Fi password than choosing a name for their kids.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the tough tasks of life is naming a child. You love the name Ronnie. Your spouse was teased by Rotten Ronnie in fourth grade and wants to name him after an uncle who never quite could find a deodorant that worked for him. And so parents give their children names like Your Highness, Ninja Quest, Burger, and Jedi Knight. Two New Zealanders called their daughter Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. That's an actual name. Learjet founder Bill Lear named his daughter Crystal Shanda Lear. Famous singer Frank Zappa's kids are Moon Unit, Dweezil, and Diva Thin Muffin. Wow. I'm just glad my name wasn't Bezo Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop. That is an actual name. Well, just for fun, here are a few first and last name combinations that are almost too bad to be true. But they are true. Augusta Wind, Pterodactyl, Dandelions, Don Key, Elevator, Serotonin. There's a lawyer whose name is Sue Yu. There's Sergeant Paul Paulus of the St. Paul Police. And a firefighter named Les McBurney. Names. Recent studies suggest that names can influence our choice of profession, where we live, who we marry, the grades we earn, the stocks we invest in, whether we're accepted to a school or hired for a particular job. Our name, some claim, can even determine whether we give money to disaster victims. If we share an initial with the name of a hurricane, we are more likely to donate to relief funds after that hurricane hits. But whatever our name, we all pick up labels as we pass through life. People called me skinny because, well, I could use a Cheerio as a hula hoop. Well, not quite, but I was thin. And that's how I saw myself. I let that define me. I had many great teachers, but one called me stupid. That name hurt the most. I carried it for years. To this day, I'll do something and say, well, that was stupid. And my wife is quick to laugh and say, no, you're smart. And maybe that's why she calls me Smarty Pants. But seriously, what is your name? The one you call yourself? Is it worrier? Fearful? Divorced? Angry? Does that define you? We are often ingrained to think we have no choice over our identity, but we do. God is in the renaming business. When God called someone, he sometimes changed their name. Abram became Abraham. Sarai became Sarah. Jacob, Israel. Simon, Peter. And Saul, Paul. A new name signified a new life, a new identity that God wanted them to embody. He offers us the same thing today, no matter what others have called you or what it says on your birth certificate. Because of Jesus, we have new names. Loved, redeemed, forgiven, adopted, holy, righteous. Are you a worrier? Maybe God wants to turn you into a warrior, a prayer warrior. Are you a grumbler? Maybe God wants to turn you into a grateful broadcaster of good news. The good news that no matter where we've been, through simple faith in Jesus, God redeems us and changes our name. In biblical times, juries in a court of law used a white stone for a not guilty verdict and a black one for guilty. A white stone gained the bearer freedom and entrance into such events as banquets. In Revelation 2, God promises to give to the faithful a white stone with a new name on it, perhaps as our welcome ticket to that great heavenly feast where we will celebrate that Jesus paid our debt and gave us new life and a new name.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."